Manu Patra alerts dated the 15th of January 2019. Supreme Court has pulled up states for not setting up human rights courts yet and observed that there is no reason why the state governments should not seriously consider the question of specifying human rights court to try offences arising out of violation of human rights. Supreme Court has observed that merely due to the absence of a magisterial order authorizing the police to obtain fingerprints of the accused, it cannot be held that the fingerprint evidence was legally obtained. Supreme Court has agreed to hear the PIL filed by BJP leader and lawyer Ashwini Upadhyay challenging Article 370 of the Constitution of India on the 2nd of April. Supreme Court has observed that there is no evidentiary value to an involuntary confessional statement made under undue pressure and compulsion from the investigating officer, even when it leads to the recovery of material objects in relation to a crime. Supreme Court has said that encounter killings of alleged criminals in Uttar Pradesh is a serious issue and require detailed hearing. Supreme Court has asked South Delhi Municipal Corporation to explain why it has not taken action against unauthorized constructions in Dwarka despite the issue being flagged by the court-mandated monitoring committee on sealing. Delhi High Court has dismissed a plea alleging that there were not sufficient taxi and auto rickshaw stands in the city and those available were illegally grabbed by certain groups. Delhi High Court has stayed a circular issued by the JNU administration making it mandatory for the faculty to mark attendance, failing which no leave requests or their proposals will be considered, even if it is to attend conferences and seminars abroad. Delhi High Court has expressed concern over pressure horns and modified silencers and asked traffic police about the steps taken to remove these from two-wheelers. Bombay High Court has ordered that three accused in Gauri Lankesh murder case be shifted from a Bengaluru jail to Mumbai's Arthur Road prison to enable them to file affidavits and defend a petition by Maharashtra ATS seeking their custody in an arms hold case. Karnataka High Court has observed that it is not the statutory right of the parents but the welfare of the child that needs to be given paramount consideration by courts while considering grant of custody. Chhattisgarh High Court has termed contempt jurisdiction a jurisdiction of necessity and also observed that a contempt petition cannot be held to be not maintainable on the ground of availability of alternative remedy.